With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak, stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to The Conspiracy Soldiers.
Right, but I wanted to record it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's recording to my cloud. Whatever.
Well, I hope it works.
I hope it works, too.
I'm just sitting here tapping my phone like an idiot.
Put it up against a book. All right, we're here with Legs and Eggs Podcast, Clem and Fupa. Fupa Jones.
It's my thumb.
Julio the Creep is here with us also.
Getting all creepy this morning.
Creepy 24/7.
Can't stop, won't stop creeping.
Nope.
Oh. Julio got creepy with me this morning.
Good.
Hey, I've said that line to my mother-in-law.
What, that Julio was getting creepy with you in the morning?
No. Just because the wrapper's wrinkled doesn't mean the candy don't taste sweet.
Ain't that the truth?
He was at the Waffle House fishing for butt buddies this morning.
I'm actually picturing him with a fishing rod at a Waffle House, because there's like a pond, and just like pulling ass out of the lake at a Waffle House. You gotta make
Was that after
that.
Uber?
Say it again.
Was that right after Uber?
Yeah, I came home and I couldn't go to bed, and I got a little bit drunk and I needed to have some breakfast and coffee. So,
wait, Julio, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but didn't you just get out of rehab?
Yes.
Tell him how much it cost.
$160,000.
What?
Yeah. So my insurance covered $147,000 of it.
Well,
insurance.
I owe $13,000.
I'm shocked that it covered that much.
That's because the rehab industry is a fucking scam.
Right.
Kind of, maybe. I mean, I do think it does some good. I mean, it did restructure some things in my life, but I mean, yeah, they do make a lot of money off of it. I mean, there's no denying that. I mean, I've always had an issue with some of these guys. How can you go from being on the streets strung out on heroin to driving, you know, like a Bentley? I don't understand that. There's got to be something beyond it.
But you start selling the heroin.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. But, you know, a lot of people go in there and, like, they come out with, like, more and more prescriptions than they had before. You know, more hooked up on other drugs.
Bullshit.
Yeah. You know, so, I don't know.
This isn't a beer. It's a seltzer.
Yeah.
I was talking to Julio before you guys came on. I got so fucked up last night that I forgot I went to a fire. One of my neighbors had a fire by the railroad tracks. And it wasn't until I found a football card in my pocket. I'm like, oh, yeah, I went to a fire last night.
Football card. What were you guys doing with football cards? Like trading?
He gave me a Myles Garrett football card because I'm a Browns fan. He's kind of a nerd. Like, Let me put it this way. I went to the dude's man cave, quote unquote man cave, and he had a picture of himself in his band uniform with his tuba or whatever it was. And I'm just like, dude, you need to get rid of
this. He's a band geek.
How old is he?
he's 16. He's in the drum corps. Sorry.
His wife left him.
She probably because he keeps his...
that was cutting the grass.
It's probably because he keeps his high school pictures up.
Yeah.
Right.
In his band uniform with the tuba.
He is such a nerd.
I know people.
He came over here one time. We were kicking it in the garage, and I literally had to ask him to leave. I'm like, he kept interrupting everybody, and I'm like, and he was out of beers because he brought one of them little roller coolers, and I'm like, you out of beer? You want one of mine? He's like, no, I don't like Natty Light. I'm like, well, you should probably go then.
And he's like, insulting your beer. Yeah, no, that's a little rude, I think.
I mean, I don't like Natty Light, but I don't like
you
beer.
You like beer.
True.
God damn it. You're making
God,
me
God, you drink, work. Fupa.
I've been cutting out the drinking. I know. I'm a bad boy. I've had digestive problems and stuff, but God, I like, when it comes to beer, I like bougie shit. I do. I like Allagash White. I really like it.
He's so fucking bougie.
Can you guys hear that airplane?
No.
No.
Fuck. I had to interrupt Julio on our last episode because somebody started cutting their grass at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's so fucking hot out here in the garage.
Mm. So Hunter Biden. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, the crack episode. Loved it. Or the crack interview.
He was better looking when he was on crack. I don't know.
That's why he's getting old.
I mean, but so am I. Like,
he's starting to look like Joe Biden.
He is. I thought that too. Well, I mean, he's his father, allegedly.
He's starting to sound like him.
Exactly like him.
It's crazy.
I mean, he's a little more coherent.
Well, Joe's pretty. Wait till he gets that old. He'll probably be exactly like him.
My dad's turtle is more coherent than Joe Biden.
I'd say, you know, my dad is, but I mean, Fupa's talked to my dad.
Yeah, your dad's all there. Your dad's a shark.
Hello.
I got to get more coffee. I'll be right back.
Yeah. All right. Am I going to put weed in my coffee? Am I going to do it?
Go for it.
What do you think? I have to shut the...
Go.
Yeah. This thing is a pain in the ass.
You're going to be on YouTube like that.
I'm going to be on YouTube like... droppers of weed. This is how far the mighty have... Like, I'm never mighty. Just like, 48 years old, sitting here with an eyedropper of weed. You know?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got my tincture. I'm all proud of myself.
Nice.
Like a real stoner. Never been a real stoner.
So, dude, I meant to talk to you before I forget about this whole Jesus Christ Superstar revival.
Okay, I don't know anything about this, and a friend of mine brought it up to me. What's going on?
All right, so I love Jesus Christ Superstar. I think it was the first musical I really ever really got into hardcore, and so now it's been redone. It's actually being played. Thank God in California. And but Adam Lambert is playing Judas. Lambert is an amazing vocalist.
Yeah, he is.
You know, so mad respect to him. I think he's a great choice. King Herod was originally Josh Gad, who plays I don't like him, but he plays the snowman from Frozen.
Yeah, I know who Josh Gad is. You know, he's gotta be everything.
Yeah, I mean, I can see the comedic value that he would have brought in.
Like, if you're going to, he looks like he's the chubby, schlubby.
Yeah,
He can do like, oh God, I can't think of the original guy's name now because it's too early. Mostel, Joshua Mostel. Anyway. Yep. So he's got that sort of build and vibe if you want to rip off his performance. But since Josh Gad isn't capable of anything original, you know.
So anyway. He got sick with COVID and got replaced by John Stamos.
Yeah.
Which still, this? I would. This is, we're talking about Jesus Christ Superstar.
How many years ago was it?
Now.
2025.
COVID? Get out of here, man. Motherfuckers are still getting COVID.
What?
Apparently.
Hey, look, it's taken out Josh Gad from Jesus Christ Superstar, so it's fine.
And so, but then listen to this choice for Jesus. Cynthia Enviro.
I have no idea who that is.
Oh, she's
the green lady from The Wizard of Oz. From Wicked? Remake.
I didn't see Wicked.
Or Wicked, that, yeah. Yeah, Wicked.
That a black woman?
Yeah, that bald.
I just seen that before we got on. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
She's been doing the weird stuff with press tour for Wicked with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, who looks emaciated.
Yeah, and they're just
Is she the one with lupus? This is how out of it I am. Or is that Selena Gomez?
I don't
lupus?
Know.
Lupus?
Lupus, yeah. I have a friend with lupus.
I think Selena Gomez has lupus. It's like an autoimmune disease.
Autoimmune disease.
Oh. Yeah. But, all right. So I had my issues with it is, I mean, like, it's insane. If you look at the videos, Adam Lambert looks like a huge human compared to this little lady, and she looks demonic. And then at the end, during the big, superstar song, instead of carrying a cross or anything, they put a little bamboo stick across her arms because she's so tiny.
I gotta see this now.
Yeah, dude, I don't know, man. Like, I know a lot of people that like this musical a lot that I know personally, and I have talked to all of them. And none of them approve of it. Whether they are Christians or believers or not, they're like, this just doesn't make sense. Tell me one other religion that you can replace the figure. Like, if it was a man, if it was Muhammad, can you replace that with a female?
I mean, sure.
I don't know enough about Islam. From what I do know, I don't think so, and especially
throw gays off of roofs. So I would say no.
I mean, but it's okay for Christians, I guess, or for Jesus Christ Superstar. I don't know. I'm conflicted.
I gotta see what they're doing with it because I feel like they go way too far to remove any sort of religious references to not offend anybody, and it's Jesus Christ Superstar. He's the figurehead of a freaking religion, a major one. Like, it's anyway, but I don't know what they did, so I gotta watch it.
Yeah, and I mean,
did you guys have like a Jesus Christ Superstar riddle when you were a kid? Like
a riddle?
Not a riddle. It was like a song that we used to sing. It goes, I'm a superstar, driving around town in my new sports car. Cops are there. I don't care. I'm wearing bulletproof underwear.
I know that song. Okay. We sang that song.
All right. So the news. You guys are right in the city, right?
We're in Brooklyn.
New York City.
Yeah. Manhattan. We're not in Manhattan. Which is, we're New York City. I'm getting technical.
We're in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, we live in Brooklyn. Oops, I turned the camera off again.
The news tries to paint this picture like they're bringing all these undocumented immigrants into the city and giving them free housing and stuff. Is that true, or are they just trying to... Are they trying to divide us and make us fight over stupid shit?
Not to the extent that the news is making it. I mean, for a while there, we had the buses shipped up from Texas. Right?
Now, did you see this in person or did you see it on the news?
Oh, there's
people waiting for shelters and stuff. Yeah.
There's a shelter down the street from us.
Yeah, I know.
Still, at the end of our block, there's a shelter that houses migrants.
Well, how far are you from the Roosevelt?
That's in Manhattan. So it's about, we got to cross the river. What is it, like 8 miles? Let me look it up.
I don't know. Like, what subway is it off? It'd probably take us 45 minutes on the train.
Didn't they change that into like an immigration intake building, like the whole fucking hotel?
Or is there that was probably fake news? Yeah, a bunch of hotels. There's a hotel that just came up around the corner from us, and it's been used to house migrants, God, for I don't know how long now.
Right, but hotels also didn't have any business.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
For a long time.
That's another thing. They were empty.
Yeah, during COVID. And for a while after, we didn't have as much tourism as usual. So our hotels were empty and struggling. Yeah,
COVID fucked everything up.
COVID was the best time of my life.
Right. That was some bullshit. I'm guessing they're taking tax dollars and paying the owners of these hotels from the, you know, they're taking your tax dollars and paying the owners of these hotels to take in immigrants. I'm not saying you guys would be against that. I'm just saying it.
I kind of get against it when it takes away from helping out, you know, New Yorkers. So I do get a little concerned about that.
Yeah, you probably got homeless vets sleeping outside of the hotel. You know what I mean?
You've got homeless people sleeping. I've seen an uptick in that too. Sorry, Clem, go ahead.
I was going to say, in New York City, anyone can get a bed. So if you request a bed, they will put you in a hotel.
That's crazy. We don't have that here.
That's our city.
You just have to sleep outside here.
I mean, a lot of people do sleep outside. And during winter storms, especially when it's going to get really cold, people, mostly volunteer groups and, you know, social workers, spend a lot of time going around the city, rounding up, trying to get all the homeless into hotels, or at least swipe them into the subway system when the temperatures drop too low, but try to get them in hotels. But in New York City, if you request a bed, you get a bed. They'll put you in a hotel. They give you a hotel voucher.
I could see that. I could see, like me on this show, I always talk about how I want to go live in the woods, but I can't because I have a wife and kids that I have to take care of. But if I was homeless, I wouldn't want to go live in a hotel. I would just want to be left the fuck alone. And I could see that probably a lot of them feel that way.
Yeah, because they're not treated like adults by the shelter system. They're treated like children. Homeless or not, like, if you're an adult, you want to be treated like an adult.
Right.
You know?
And if you're on the street, though, they're not going to leave you alone. Like, they are going to find you and pull you off it. Right, Clem? No?
No, they. But if you request, it's only during those winter storms that they really, really try to get you off the street. So, but that's when the temperature's going to drop real low. Like, we get down to, not very often anymore, but we get down to 14 degrees. That's, you will die out there. They will do anything to just make sure they're out there trying to round people up.
Not if you have a good sleeping bag. I was stationed in Fort Drum, which is, it's in New York. It's about 18 miles south of Canada. We used to sleep out there for weeks at a time, and it was sub-zero sometimes. I mean, if you got good shit, like good clothing homeless people probably don't have that.
But you don't. They're homeless.
They're homeless.
And the
it's
shit
so
that
sad.
They do have is going to get wrecked so fast because they don't have, it's taken all the abuse. Like, they.
Yeah. And then other homeless people are going to steal shit from you, you know?
So sad.
And people are going to be shitty to you. And it's,
I mean, most New Yorkers.
I don't envy it, and I don't think people choose. People definitely don't choose any that life. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, most New Yorkers aren't that shitty to homeless people. Like, we're so incredibly, sadly, desensitized to them. Right, Fupa?
Right. It's just yeah. No, we are for sure. It's hard that you can't not be.
We had friends come and they were like, every homeless people they saw, they were like, oh my God, did you see that? And I was like, as much as my heart goes out to them and I want to help, if you actually pay attention all the time, you'll just be crying every day. You have to just block it out and focus on what you're doing. And occasionally, when you got an extra $5, hand it to somebody, you know?
I did that last week on our way to church. I gave a guy $5, a panhandler, and he looked like he needed it too. He could barely walk up to my car. His legs were fucked up. Aww. And I have a daughter that's homeless in Florida. Aww. Because she's hooked on heroin and fentanyl and all that other shit.
Aww.
And she never, every time she calls me, she's got a different phone number. So,
aww.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I'm so sorry. It's hard as a parent.
Right. It sucks. And I have no way to get a hold of her. I mean, she's somewhere near Disneyland. She's down there in... Because I had to get her an Uber one time because she had to go to court for something. And I seen she was like right by Disneyland. Because you can... Mm-hmm. Because you can follow it, make sure they get picked up and get where they need to go and all that. She calls me every once in a while when she needs something, and I'll help her.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have no way to get... Yes, if your phone number changes, you have no way to get in touch with them.
Shit. No.
Oh, my God. That would be my mother's worst nightmare.
Right. You guys ain't got kids, huh?
No. Nope. We've got cats.
Cats, cat lady.
Fupa's the crazy cat
lady. I'm the crazy cat one. I'm the one that keeps bringing him in here.
He is. I had two cats.
When we first met, she had two cats, and I loved them. And then we got another one, and then I started feeding the ones outside. And then next thing you know, we got 20.
We had 7.
We had 11.
No, we had, that was fosters.
Yeah, still, we had 11.
In here, but 4 of them were kittens. Like little baby kittens. We had 7 of our own cats.
Yeah.
So do you guys live in an apartment building?
But yeah.
I remember you said you own your apartment.
Yeah.
We live in a studio apartment.
Okay. It's I think there are 3 rooms in it, but she'll tell me that there aren't. Anyway.
Legally, there's not.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, we have a... do you want to explain this, Clem? You do the co-op thing.
What a co-op is?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what a co-op is?
I don't know if they have them in a lot of places. Like,
they don't have them very usually outside of New York and
New Jersey. Big in New York. It's cooperatively owned apartment building. So... That's it.
Instead of owning a physical piece of property, we own shares in a corporation that owns the building. And then we get a lifetime proprietary lease. So it's just a different way. It's for taxes. It's better. Things like that. It's so common charges.
So
it's kind of like a condo.
At some point, are you paid off or you just keep paying forever?
Well, you have to pay monthly maintenance. That covers taxes, property taxes. Like, I don't pay my property taxes myself because the corporation owns the property and we all own shares of the corporation.
Well, I mean, you never really own anything anyway. Like the house that I'm paying on, even when it's usually like a 30-year mortgage. Even after that is paid off, you're still paying property tax. So you paid off this house that cost a couple hundred thousand dollars to build. supposedly. But then after you've paid the entire mortgage off, you're still paying property tax on the dirt that it sits on top of, which is bullshit. Yeah. I think it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And so my maintenance covers my property tax, so I don't pay it separately. And then my water bill, we don't pay a separate water bill because water, gas is another one that is included in the maintenance. And then repairs and building staff are all, that's what we pay for. And we have a super and two porters.
So in the city, that is probably everybody does that, right?
Most buildings are co-ops.
Are there
for ones that people own? Most buildings are co-ops. There's very few condos.
I wonder how many of those Trump owns.
I don't think he owns. I don't know.
I don't think he owns any.
That was his business back in the day.
Yeah, that's what he did. I knew someone who's. I used to teach. One of the parents of one of the kids lived in Trump Tower, and they had money, but I think they rented. I don't know. I have to look that up. And I'm talking out my ass. Don't listen to me.
All right. Take it away, Julio. I gotta go get some coffee.
I might switch over to the iPad for a minute. Is that cool if I bounce out and come in, or is that going to screw things up?
You want
to
pause it?
No, it's not going to.
No, you know, let's just keep going. It's probably not charged. Let's go do the things and.
Yeah.
Do I need
look like my dad? My niece told me I look like a turtle. That was like, thanks.
If I got 51% on the iPad, can I use it or no?
Probably, yeah.
All right, then I'm going to switch over because I'm sitting. Is that cool? Oh, wait, I'm being such a little baby.
You're going to leave me alone with Creepy Julio?
I leave you alone with Creepy Julio all the time.
Wow.
No, wow. Julio, she's too much for me to handle sometimes. I got to pawn her off on you.
Julio. I don't think you're that much of a creep.
He's not a creep. We love you, Julio.
He's an intentional creep.
Now I'm being creepy. I'm like trying to hug the phone.
He's creepy all the time.
That's good.
With like our guests, like Fupa is fucking creepy.
Me? I'm worried about that. New Fupa's gonna chill.
Fupa gets real creepy with the guests.
I do not.
Yeah, especially you get real creepy with Julio.
He's gotta get that cat mask on.
Oh,
I love the cat mask.
Want me to do the cat mask? I get it. Once I figure out how to use this freaking phone. Oh, there we go.
I was watching those videos of you guys like singing and dancing.
Oh yeah, I seen that. That was good.
Yeah.
Those are old school.
Those are very old.
How old was that?
One was from 2015 and one was from 2017.
Okay. So it was with the cell phone.
Yeah, we were just drunk in our apartment. Thought it was funny.
I think in 2007 I didn't even have a cell phone yet. I was one of the last people to get one.
Good for you. Good.
I still don't want the one I have now, but what can you do?
That's how I
pay my bills and everything. You know, they do that shit on purpose.
They do.
I literally need that to pay my bills now. You can't mail shit like you used to back in the day.
Nope. I pay all my bills online.
Right. Track.
Everybody does.
It's safer.
And now they know. Now they know where everybody is at all times.
That drives me nuts. That I try to, you can't get away from it. But
Julio, you've been quiet as fuck.
Yeah, Julio.
What's going on with you?
I went to Waffle House.
Nice.
Fishing for butt buddies.
Nice.
Dude, I was like the only person in the bit, like, the only guest for like 45 minutes. I guess I showed up when they were like slow and they were cleaning everything. So they're like, you know, it's going to be a minute. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah, take your time. I'm not in a hurry. I just want coffee. Shit, and
you think they'd be busy at early morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning.
Yeah, but I think they were getting ready for like the Sunday rush, you know, like maybe around this time. So they were cool. Waffle House. Dude, it's banging, man. I'm telling you, like they have this sign that says like house rules, and I honestly expected to read one that said pick an employee and grab a chair and throw it, but it didn't say that.
that used to be the spot to go get in fights after the bar is closed.
Yeah.
Waffle House.
That's where like the band Creed used to get into fights, isn't it?
Creed.
The band Creed?
Creed.
Yeah. Scott Stapp, I think, got into a fight at Waffle House. Sorry, I keep interrupting. I'm sorry.
I love Creed.
You would. I mean,
at KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You very proudly said that you liked that Butterfly Kisses song, and I mean, I am impressed. That is a bold thing to say to somebody.
My daughter's got me singing like country music about boys. And I'm like, I catch myself. I'm like, I shouldn't be singing that lyric out loud. But yeah.
He's belting out Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood.
No, she likes Megan Maroney. So we sing
I have
a
no
lot
idea
of that.
Who that is.
No idea.
Name me neither.
Pretty hot.
Never heard of her.
It's pretty hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think Carrie Underwood's good looking.
She is. She's coming back to the NFL.
Oh, yeah?
She retired?
No. she was singing, like, the theme song or something.
I want Hank Williams Jr. back. Remember when he used to do it?
Yeah. Oh,
for many, many years.
Hey, so on the Jesus Christ Superstar, check this out. Adam Lambert is wearing a cod piece.
So is Fupa.
Yeah, I wear one. I wear one full time.
But we're not Judas.
What was I gonna say?
I don't know. Clem, I got a dumb technical thing I might need your help with.
Okay, what?
I can't join in on the iPad because it's stuck on Bitmoji.
Oh.
Anyway, don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, so Hunter Biden. I can't. I have to talk about the Hunter Biden documentary. I'm sorry. Or the
you know
interview.
What? This is crazy. Fupa kind of looks like Hunter Biden.
I was
yeah,
thinking
you
the
know,
same
I was thinking
thing.
That when I was watching it too. I'm like, God damn it.
No wonder,
no wonder
I don't
Clem likes
anymore.
Hunter Biden so that, much.
That's what I was going to say. I think Fupa looks like Dan Rather.
What? Did you just pull that out of your ass? Dan
I can't
Rather.
Even, I don't know who Dan Rather is. I can't place him right now.
He doesn't look
I'm
like
sure him. I've seen him.
Is he still alive?
I have no idea. Let me get.
Dan Rather was a CBS News guy for 1,000 years.
Let me get.
And I can't because it's
up.
Stuck on fucking Bitmoji.
No, dude. No way.
What?
He doesn't look like Dan Rather.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Hunter what? Biden.
Hunter Biden, 100%.
Yeah. Well, it's good to see you guys. We've been friends for a long time. Not really friends, but because we've never met in person.
We can meet in person.
Internet friends.
Fupa has. I have a friend.
We are in
it. That's a friend of Fupa's. That the first time I ever met him in person was at mine and Fupa's wedding. So.
Oh really? Yeah.
Talk to him all the time. He used to call me with girl problems.
Which one are we talking about? There's a lot of. Oh, that one. Yeah. That wait. That one.
That one.
That one's a piece of work.
The one that gets horny for 17-year-old pitchers.
That's he plays in a fantasy baseball. No, not really. He plays in a fantasy baseball league with me, and every time like there's a prospect, he's got it like it's like, oh, this kid's only 17 and he's already in low A ball. I'm like, yeah, that's great. It doesn't mean he's any good. Anyway, it's not baseball shit. He's not.
Well,
really
it works in basketball. You know, yeah. LeBron is from my hometown. And he started out early, you know, straight out of high school.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a super talent. Like, he was ready for the NBA by the time he was, like, 16. And he was 6'8 when he was 16. So he was ready to go.
I think he sold his soul.
There's something wrong with LeBron. I never liked LeBron. He's not – I don't know if he had a soul to begin with. I'm sorry. You probably – do you like LeBron?
No.
Okay, good.
I think he's a piece of shit.
I think his head's up his ass.
He's no Jordan.
Jordan was the best.
I heard the graduation.
Then you got Kobe. Raped. I don't know what went on with Kobe.
He raped a girl.
Really?
You don't remember heard that? See,
when somebody's got that much money, though, it's hard to pick a side. Like, do I really believe this happened, or is she just trying to get paid? You know what I mean?
He's pretty much admitted that it happened.
And he just paid her off, raped that poor girl, and then dragged her name through the fucking mud, trashed her, said terrible things about her, and then died in a helicopter.
Right. Like, if I was wealthy, I've had so many hit and runs back in the day that there would be so many chicks trying to blackmail me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's easy for a dude to not be accused of rape. Just don't be fucking creepy.
Julio.
But you can see it in a dude's eyes. You know how, like, you guys can look at chicks and be like, oh, she's got crazy eyes. She's got crazy eyes.
You don't have to be a chick to have crazy eyes, though. Gavin Newsom has crazy eyes.
No, he has rape eyes.
It's six of one, half dozen.
Yeah, he has rape eyes. Like, if you look at him, I'm not saying, because I don't want to get sued, that he did rape anyone.
Who are we talking about?
Gavin Newsom.
I know. I want to find a team.
I'm not saying American that he did rape anyone, but he's got the eyes of someone who could.
I mean, you don't even have to look at his eyes. His actions. I know you guys are, Clem, you're liberal. You call yourself a liberal.
No.
I do not call myself a liberal.
No.
I thought you were.
No,
maybe
I mean, I would not call myself a conservative, but I would. I don't want to speak with them. I would not call myself what liberals are now. No.
Yeah. No. Me neither.
I find them.
I find them annoying.
I'm way more towards the middle myself now. I used to love Trump, but now that he's blowing Netanyahu, it's like, I know Julio gets pissed because he literally would give Trump a blowjob. Am I right?
We'll make America great again.
We'll
make America great. Is that the clock?
Again. Yeah.
Fupa, here one you more go. Time.
Fupa, you still trying to hook up that iPad?
Yeah, I am. I'm sorry. And now I'm making weird videos.
I'm our tech person.
And you're not in there to help him.
No, I'm helpless right now. And now
you want me to pause it?
No.
So you can go help Fupa?
Yeah.
No, he brought it to me and
here. That cast, the movie cast is it for me. Like Ted Neely, Carl Anderson, and
Yvonne Elliman.
Yeah. Wow, you know the cast. I couldn't even they toured it, God, when I was in high school, something like 30 years ago. Ted Neely and Carl Anderson toured together and I went and Carl Anderson was out that day and I was mad I only got Ted Neely, which is great, but you know, But that's cool that you're going to see a new Les Mis. I love Les Mis. It's a little heavy-handed, but it's a lot of fun.
Boopa, weren't you involved in like music or performing or something like that?
I was a drama major in college a long, long time ago. I used to, but I thought I wanted to be an actor when I was younger, like every other kid. And then I realized that I didn't. And I, yeah, this is kind of bullshit. I did for a while. I did acting training and all that bullshit. But
he was Tony in West Side Story.
We're not gonna talk about that. Yeah, when I was 16.
I was the Nutcracker in the Nutcracker.
The closest thing that I
times
that I could say about I was in like you would call it like a minor league generic pro wrestling type of deal.
What I didn't hear about this. You wrestled?
I was a kid, teenager. Yeah, they called me the Eastern Assassin. I had to act like I spoke Russian.
can I hear your Russian? No, I don't want to put.
No,
that
no,
inside.
it was more like it was more like Schwarzenegger,
like Austrian.
Yeah,
this is the first time I've ever heard you talk about this.
This is amazing.
Yeah, I never brought it up. So I was in a gang when I was a kid with Jews.
What?
Yeah. It was three Jewish brothers that started this gang. And they happened to be like pro wrestling fanatics. And so they started a pro wrestling network type of deal. And it was a mess. We were all criminals. That's the point.
What did you wear? Like a leotard?
No, I wore
the underwear kind of thing.
I wore karate pants. Karate pants.
Russian karate pants.
Yeah.
What, a pair of Adidas?
No, I wore wrestling shoes.
Look at this Russian guy here. Oh, Putin.
Boobo loves the red Adidas track pants.
I would wrestle in those. We should wrestle. We should get it. We should do a wrestling event. Nah, that's not.
Or we could do skits like Saturday Night Live.
I can totally.
I've been thinking about that.
You want to do some sketch comedy?
Yeah. Not right now.
No, I didn't mean now.
I mean like.
That was a nice one.
What happened? I missed it.
Not right now.
What happened? Did I do something?
I'm lost.
I don't know what just happened.
I'm lost too. I just burped. That's all I know.
There was like a cut. Fox was talking and then there was a cut and Clem was like, "What?"
Everything's fine with me.
I just burped. That's what happened here on my end.
But sketch comedy. You've been thinking about doing sketch comedy.
Yeah, you guys. Let's do some.
Let's do some sketch comedy.
I think if you're feeling it, you've got something to say in the sketch comedy way. Let it out.
I mean,
I don't know what the hell. I'm talking
about. Short clips that we could put on like TikTok or something like that, and you know. Because you guys are funny. I'm not so funny.
Funny. No, I don't think you know how funny you are. Like, yeah. And it's not in like I'm making funny, but you guys are hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are absolutely hilarious. Like, genuinely funny to be around. Like, I laugh with your podcast all the time. And I think you're fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
You guys, your banter is very funny together. Your personal relationship is the way you guys interact is really funny.
We listen and we're like, I don't think they know how funny they are.
I mean, you might think I'm joking around, but I really do pick on Julio for his queerness. And that is literally me being serious, if that's what you're talking about. Like the Waffle House? The Waffle House? I really do think he was fishing for butt buddies this morning. Am I right or wrong?
You're wrong. I was the only person there, man.
Oh, yeah.
He was his own crazy butt buddy. With his own butt.
That's crazy on a Saturday night, Sunday morning.
I know.
He was the only person at Waffle House.
What's going on over there? Yeah.
Right.
I thought there would be like more drunk people having a jolly good time.
I would think
that's
so.
That's what I'm talking about. That's where we used to go to get in fights and shit.
Like 1:30, 2 o'clock, but still, like, come on, you don't end a party then.
No, you go somewhere else.
Yeah. And then you go have breakfast.
Yeah. That's how you do.
I'm old.
That's how I got my phone. Early.
I try to hang with like the cool kids and I can't.
Just can't do it.
Can't.
I can't. I'm too old. I'm 51.
Yeah, so like I saw this this memo that somebody put out, and it's kind of funny, but it says memorandum for record, subject discipline action for the following. Effective 18 July 2025, the following words in the professional workplace of blank platoon will be here be banned until further notice. Bet, no cap, riz, slay, mid, slaps, cooked, sus, bra, say less, fire, lit. Purpose, to perform duties are as described in the above reference. Foster a professional work environment free of words that blank have no fucking clue what they mean. And then it says point of contact for this memorandum is blank at 1-800 learn to talk or blank at fuck around and find out that MIL.
Did you say platoon?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is platoon in there?
Because I think it was a document that was used in some kind of like military base or something, or a platoon.
That's what I thought, but I thought it could also be something that the kids say that I don't know about.
No, they say 6-7.
Dude, kids say all this skibbity toilet.
I love skibbity toilet.
What the fuck is that shit?
That's a toilet in your face. It goes around blowing shit up.
My sister has kids, and her oldest is 15 and her youngest is 10. So I love to go over and I'll just walk in. I'll be like 6-7. It makes them so mad.
What does that mean?
It's just from a song and the kids love to say it.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't done, I'm not successful at that.
Yeah. You just, I don't know.
That's why I use bet.
What does bet mean? I don't know what bet means.
Like, sure.
Oh, great. I have
like
a friend.
A term of agreement, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, you make it sound old and grandpa-y.
I have a friend that says it to me all the time. He's also 51, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
Like, I don't know how to use no cap.
That's like, I'm not lying.
That. Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, legit. And so instead, you're like, no cap. The kids say it to me all the time.
Is it like the reels?
What?
And what is Riz?
Riz is like charisma.
Charisma.
Huh.
I think of Rizzo from Grease.
I listen to all that brain rot music, though, that the kids like. And my sister's kids are always like, you really like brain rot. I'm like, I do. And you cannot find a song that I probably haven't already heard.
You mean like they're rap, like, or what are we talking about?
There's anything.
Yeah, it's just like brain rot. It's just like terrible songs.
It's really kind of like childlike music with silly lyrics.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm sorry, Clem, you got to explain it.
Yeah, it is. It's like very childlike, very bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, I enjoy it. But it's like not like good.
Like it's not like constructed balls. in an adult like I'm writing a way. It's just like I'm stupid. The bullshit that we do.
Yeah,
like, I'm stupid and having fun. Like, what's an example of one of your
Sussy Balls is sussy one of balls. My favorites. It's
about having sussy balls.
Yeah, it's about the sussy balls creeping up on you. That's my favorite. And then there's Low Taper Fade. That's another one I say to the kids all the time. I'm like, Low Taper Fade.
That is crazy. My daughter, she's the youngest, is 19. Her name on her character on the Xbox is Sussy Baka. And I don't know what that means.
Oh, that is from
Is it
something.
Like a suspect Chewbacca?
I don't know. I don't know.
B-A-K-A.
Yeah, that is something.
I feel so stupid.
It's just like something the kids say.
And her new one, that was her old one. Her new one just says this shit laced. She's a character. They're both of my kids are out of town. We got the house to ourselves.
Oh, you got grown-ups weekend.
Now I gotta go to church here in about an hour. First thing I thought of when I woke up and I was hungover, I'm like, I'm not going to church today.
Is it church like early in the morning?
Ours starts at 10:45.
You're an hour behind us, right?
No, the same.
Yeah. Well, I think Ohio is. It's because I drove to Ohio and then Indiana. Indiana is where it gets weird, right? Okay.
Well, Texas is only an hour back.
Texas is like
clear across this country, seems like.
Texas does what Texas wants.
Yeah. Time is a myth. Measured time.
You guys see my episode with Brojack, right?
Which
he was the pastor.
Oh yeah, I listened to that.
We listened to that.
I loved that one.
He fucked me all up with our time zones, and I said, "So what time is it in Texas?" And he's like, "Same time it is where you're at, man." And so when I tried to get with him, I was an hour off, and I'm like, "Dude, you guys are an hour different from us," and he didn't even realize it. Because he used to come here all the time. He was friends with my dad. They were in the military together. But yeah, so Texas is only 1 hour different from us. And then you go a little bit farther west, and it's like 3 hours. But I mean, we're halfway across the country, and we're in the same time zone as you. I don't understand any of it.
Because measured time is a myth.
Exactly.
What is it they say in hip? Time is an illusion. Lunchtime doubly so.
All right.
So, how long you guys want to go? I got to get ready for church.
If you got to get ready for church, I don't know, Clem. What are you thinking?
I got time.
I got time. Whenever you want to end.
I'd like to set up this these sketch videos we're going to do.
I think that's a great idea.
Let's do that.
Sock puppets?
No. Like Saturday Night Live, you know?
With the sock puppets.
Yeah, I guess they do.
No, Clem's obsessed with the sock puppets. So you want to do like, tell me.
Julio can be the gay character, and we'll, no?
Do you want to do a sitcom, like, where we all, like, live together in a house?
No, short clips, like, 2 or 3 minutes.
Of sketch comedy. Write some sketches. That's what I'm saying.
You have some sketch ideas, so we can...
Well, we can think on it, and then we'll...
Clem and I can do some sock puppet stuff. What do you want to do, Fox? You want to do sketches?
Yeah, like something you would see on Saturday Night Live or Mad TV, that type of shit.
Mad TV was better.
I think it'd be fun.
I loved Mad TV. Yeah,
I think it'd be fun, too.
On the Chappelle Show?
Do you want to get together and do
same thing, yeah.
Do you want to do, like, a creative... brainstorm improv sessions sometime and see what comes out of it and see what kind of sketch ideas we have. Do you have any ideas of stuff you want to do?
Not at the moment. I think about that shit sometimes, though. Maybe we can set it up for next weekend.
Maybe you can dress.
Everybody think of some ideas.
I got one right now. I just had it in my head. You can be Stuart from Mad TV in underwear. And we will all, kind of like we are right now on the screen, we will throw out different ideas to you. And you'll be like kicking us like, stop it.
You're talking to me?
Yeah.
You want me to be in my underwear?
That is
whitey tighty.
This is why I always tell Julio he's queer. First thing he thought of was me in my underwear.
I mean, it's the first thing we all thought of.
I don't. We'll think of something.
No, we got. As you notice, I mean, this is something I do. Is like if something pops in my head, I always make a freaking note of it so I don't forget it later. So when we get ideas, jot them down. We'll get together and we'll just talk about them and make jokes and throw them at each other.
Hoopa just starts singing.
I'm in the same good. Person. Like if I get an idea, I'll just go run and like record it so I don't forget. But
singing.
I keep notes throughout the week for the podcast, and then.
Don't use them.
Well, is that a Jim Jones mug? Holy shit, I want that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nice.
That's so
dope.
Are
you drinking Kool-Aid, Julio?
Yeah. It says drink up.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
Ah, nice. Yeah.
I also some people are like that.
Some people are like, is that a Blues Brother? And I'm like, sure.
He does look like a Blues Brother. I never thought of that. Holy
I was going to ask
He looks like Dan Aykroyd.
He does. What does your mug say?
Mine? Or Fox's? No.
The gay.
Mine says, how about rooting for America for a change, you commie scumbag?
No.
And it's got a picture of Trump in a military helmet. That would never happen.
That's my mug.
I got crazy cat lady here.
Everybody's drinking coffee. Gosh.
Yeah. Nice.
This is the mug Fuba's parents gave me for my birthday.
Sweet. They in New York too?
No.
China.
They're in China. Yeah, no. I sent them to the gulag.
All right. So we're going to come back next weekend with everybody's going to have ideas for skits.
Yeah.
Are we going to do... Wait, is what's next week? Let me look at the calendar real quick.
We can set a time. Oh, you know what time it is?
We can do a Forefathers if we have to.
Oh, do you know what next weekend is?
No.
Fupa, what's our favorite day in August?
It's not your birthday.
No, but that is also a day in August.
I'm looking at my work schedule. What?
My birthday's in August, too.
It's Epstein Day.
Epstein Day.
This is the day Epstein killed himself.
Okay.
But he didn't kill himself.
We can do some Epstein skits.
Oh, we sure. Well, we sure can.
But none of us are kids. We need kids for the skit.
Look, I've been the kid.
It didn't sound right.
Yeah. You call me a creep.
That's something Julio would say.
My phone right
are
now.
You guys available though?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I can't open.
All right. So while you figure that out, remember, hey Fox, remember I was telling you about those underage girls the fake IDs?
No.
Okay, you were drunk. Okay. It's okay. So I picked
this up
girls.
Text or what?
Shit to my schedule.
I picked up these girls at a bar for Uber, not like
okay.
Okay. Yeah, wanted to specify. And very beautiful, but I was driving them to another bar downtown and they were talking about like their fake IDs. And I was like, I felt kind of like conflicted and they were worried about if their ID was going to work. And I almost offered to say like, hey, you guys want me to wait around, you know, in case your ID doesn't work and need a ride back to the other bar where it did work.
You guys see why I call him a creep?
So later that night, I pick up a guy.
See, there you go.
And he said they were underage as well. He's like, he described them exactly as I remembered them. And yeah, they did not look of age.
Aww.
Like I felt very, very conflicted. I didn't know how to act.
I would have drove him to the police department.
Would you?
Something like that. Or no, you parents. Wouldn't have.
Well, how underage are they?
Well, I mean, they must have been over 18. I'm not saying they were like under 18.
Gotta be safe out there, ladies. Girls, be safe out there.
Yeah, and that's all I said. I also told them about the AT&T building.
What?
Did you guys hear about that one?
Wait, no.
Go ahead.
So I had a passenger tell me, he's like, so there's this conspiracy here in Toledo. He's like, because where Ohio is and where Toledo is, there's a lot of underground tunnels and elevator shafts that lead down to these tunnels, and they're just hidden in plain sight. And then he said, have you ever seen the AT&T building downtown? And I have. It's a pretty prevalent kind of like building. And my daughter and I actually went to visit it, and you cannot get in the parking garage. It's guarded. And I'm not talking like just like a handgun kind of guarded. Like there's bigger guns.
Like,
yeah.
You said that's not AT&T.
I don't know. I mean, it's been a while since I've seen any AT&T activity. And then a lot of people will say, you know, kind of like what you expect them to say, it's a data center.
It's a data center. That's what they used to call the prison that Epstein was in.
But I don't know, man. But the whole building, there's no, all the windows are blocked off.
It would make sense, though, if it was a data center, because you wouldn't want someone getting into that. Is all your private data? You know, I hope it's under arm. My private data is under arm.
Private data that they just took from us?
That they just steal from us? My $7.44 I just got from Equifax.
I wish they would steal all my loans, you know, and all my debt, and just take it away from me.
Was exactly. That before we started recording when we were talking about how much Julio's rehab cost?
No, we were recording for that.
Oh, were we? That shit is crazy. And you owe what? Like 13 grand?
Yeah.
I wouldn't pay any of that.
That is because the rehab industry is a scam. It only makes money if people can keep coming. So they don't want you to get sober. They want you to get sober and fall off and come back again, because that's how they make money.
That's just part of the health industry.
Private prisons.
You know, AA was started in my hometown, Akron, Ohio, by Dr. Bob and who's the other one?
Bill Wilson.
Bill W, yes.
I'm a friend of Bill W. I know those bumper stickers.
Okay. Anytime you get arrested in Akron for anything alcohol related, they send you to AA. And there was a hospital called St. Thomas. And they would let you come drop your paper off at 8 o'clock in the morning. And it would count towards two meetings. And then you come back and pick it up. We would drop our papers off and walk down the street to the bar. And then we go back and pick our papers up at 10 o'clock.
That's because AA members that are there to be serious don't want the people that are court-ordered. They don't. Because I have my problems with AA and a lot of things about it. I don't think it's the only way to get sober. But it's a nonprofit. They're, you know, it's not a big corporation. They're just people trying to be sober and live their best lives.
You know what they say. AA's for quitters.
I have a friend who's like 30 years in AA now, so.
I don't get it. I mean, if
it works for him.
Keep going back. I just don't get that. if you got to keep going to meetings 30 years later, then, you know, you would think within a year, you're like, okay, I'm good. You know what I mean?
I don't think it works that way. At least their approach. It's like, you know, this is a lifelong condition that you have and you need to treat it. And the way to treat it is through talk and meeting. And that works for some people, I guess.
Yeah, it works for some people. I mean, I have my own issues with it because I think they're too militant about it being the only way. But they're just trying to be sober. You know, they're just trying to live a nice, healthy life. You know, they're not trying to hurt anybody.
Right.
Not like the rehab industry. And
donuts.
I think the format is kind of like therapeutic, kind of like Fupa was saying, you know, like talking about it, putting it out there. Sometimes hearing yourself talk about it actually makes you reflect and think about shit. And that's kind of also like why the fact that that method works for some people, it might not work for me or for you, Fox, but it works for other people. That's why I cannot knock down rehab, because it does work for some people.
I mean, it does. Yeah. It's just the industry itself.
Yeah,
is definitely predatory. You
definitely
know, I think the people that work at the centers, at the rehabs, that are, you know, the actual workers, they don't want to see you again. They want to help you, but the corporations that own it are predatory.
Definitely,
for sure.
Definitely.
So.
All right, I got to get going.
Yeah, you got to go to church.
All right. I got to go back.
All right, let's figure out a time to do some sketch stuff. But yeah, we'll get to that during the week.
We'll talk about it on the Instagram chat.
Yeah.
I don't know why I keep sending all my memes to this group chat that we're in.
I enjoy them.
Okay. Then I'll keep doing it.
I got to get in there.
My dog pictures.
I enjoy them.
Good seeing you guys and talking.
All right.
You want to plug your podcast?
Yeah, Legs and Eggs. Legs and Eggs. It's the best podcast ever.
It's hilarious.
It's the best podcast next to
It's all toilet stuff. Jokes and farts.
There's some dicks in there.
There's some dicks and balls.
You're recording this too, right?
I hope so.
All right. Yeah, check us out at the Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
Conspiracy Soldiers Podcast.
We got one regular guy and one queer. All right.
See if you can tell which one is which.
Right.
Hey.
All right. Hey.
We'll check you guys out
next weekend for the skits.
Yeah.
I'll be thinking about it all week. Everybody come up with some ideas. All right.
All right.
All right.
Hey,
peace out.
If I Snapchat you a picture of my dick and you screenshot it, who's gay?
Both of you.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
Who are you talking to?
The world.
I mean, if it's me, then nobody's gay, but then that's inappropriate and don't do it.
No, I know, but I meant that for Fox.
He's wanted to do that for years, but he hasn't because he knows to get his ass whooped. All right, later.
All right, peace out. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, you're recording because it's saying, are you sure you want to stop recording to the cloud?
Oh,
so
okay.
I think we're good.
All right.
All right, here we go.